70 years after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Tom Mahoney's memory is keen.
Looked out this porthole, put my head out. About 15 feet from the ship was this plane coming around on a turn. And he had a huge torpedo underneath him. And he dropped that torpedo into the old Utah.
Mahoney from Union, New Jersey, was just 19 years old, an electrician aboard the USS Curtis, which took a direct hit.
Four decks were on fire. The ship was a hell of a mess. We're fighting the fires, being strafed by planes constantly.
Mahoney manned a fire hose for 8.5 hours.
We had to walk almost into the fires, and we're slipping and sliding on the deck with a 30-degree list with blood, oil, water.
He discovered the bodies of 5 friends with whom he ate breakfast that morning.
They were incinerated. The bomb had exploded underneath them. This is why I never could go back to Pearl Harbor. Memories are on my mind all the time.
As time marches on, there are fewer and fewer Pearl Harbor survivors with us.
Our local in New Jersey had over 700 people. We're down to 4 or 5.
Mahoney has a piece of scorched steel from the USS Arizona. Sometimes he brings it to speaking engagements. He continues to share his story with school children.
We never gave our lives a thought. We gave the country. We fought for that flag, which is beautiful. Now it's up to the younger generation.
In Union, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Pearl Harbor changed the world.
70 years later, in his mind, Tom Mahoney from Union, New Jersey, can still hear the bombs. He remembers looking out a porthole on the USS Curtis and seeing a low-flying Japanese plane release a torpedo that pierced the Utah.
I yelled, turned around in the mess hall, and I yelled loud and clear, "Go to your battle stations."
The 19-year-old Navy electrician manned a fire hose.
We heard this swoosh, and it was an 800K bomb, armor-piercing bomb, that diagonally hit the ship, and it went 4 decks down and hit our towing cable. The hangar deck, 4 decks, were on fire. The ship was a hell of a mess.
The ship listed 30 degrees. The deck was slick with oil, water, and blood. Everywhere, explosions and bullets.
2 fellows behind me were hit by machine gun bullets. And I don't know why I survived.
Mahoney's brother was also on board. They were covered in soot and blood. They didn't even recognize one another when they first reunited.
We just stood there and hugged and cried like really the kids we were.
Today, in Mahoney's dining room, a piece of steel from the USS Arizona.
When you touch the steel, it feels like my body is vibrating.
Mahoney has watched many of his friends pass on. His chapter of Pearl Harbor survivors has disbanded, but he continues to visit schools to share his story and the lessons of Pearl Harbor.
I will continue until I die. I may die in a school.
In Union, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.